Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Harry Palmer opens the next chapter of Office Wife.
I lost my head just now. I'd been sitting here with Angela Tennant in the main lounge at Carruthers, and quite suddenly, out of the blue, she told me she knew I'd been to Port Kensington the day I took that post office box. Oh, good Lord, if she lets that drop, it might ruin everything. And I'm not going to have my careful setup ruined. Not by Angela Tennant or anyone else. She's gone now, but I have to work this out. Someone must be ready to swear I wasn't at Port Kensington that day. Millie Moffat, perhaps. Yes, Millie. She'd do anything for me.
Oh, there you are. I thought I'd find you here.
Oh, give me strength. What do you want?
I want to talk to you. I've put up with a lot from you, but I've had enough. Do you hear me, Harry Palmer? I've had it. And I'm not going to put up with any more.
Millie, I suggest that if you're going to shriek your lungs out, we go somewhere else. Preferably to my car. I'll drive you into the park.
All right. But this time, Harry Palmer, we're going to settle one or two things. For good.
Will you keep quiet till we get out of here?
All right.
And let's get going, then. What's actually on your mind, anyway?
Marcia Pilgrim. You're not going to marry her, Palmer. If they put me away for 10 years because of what I've done, you're not going to marry Marcia Pilgrim.
Get out of here to my car, quickly.
Jeff, we're on to something definite at last. I've just had a talk with Millie Moffat.
Oh, good. What's the score?
She actually wasn't aware that Palmer's counting on marrying Marcia. She knows what he's been up to. I'm certain of it. When I left her just now, she was heading for Cuirassiers as hard as she could go.
But why Cuirassiers?
To get hold of Palmer. Poor kid was absolutely shaking. I don't know what sort of a game Palmer's been playing with her, but I'm positive if we follow her up and tell her all we know, pitch it hot and strong, she'll give him away.
Let's not count our chickens, Jenna. There's too much at stake. She can't give him away if she doesn't know anything.
But just suppose Millie's been in the game all along. I know she thought she was Palmer's girl sort of thing. And she's unscrupulous enough for it. You know, all that eavesdropping on the firm's switchboard.
Palmer might have told her that if he could get rid of me, he'd go up in the firm and be able to marry her. And now that he's pulled it off and he's dropping her cold...
The old heave-ho or brush-off.
By jingo, Stella. This is all conjecture, but... I wonder if Millie's back at work yet.
No, it's too early. Listen, Jeff. Would you go near Marcia or Tressa the Bendigo again?
No. Why?
If we could confront Millie with both of them, and Marcia were to say, yes, Harry Palmer's going to marry me when I get my divorce...
She'd never agree to it, Stella.
Well, surely you could ask her. Surely there's enough at stake, Jeff. Will you?
Goes against the grain. How the devil can I approach Marcia with such a proposition? I mean, hang it all.
If you don't go to Marcia or Mr. Bendigo, I will.
It might be better if you did.
Do you want me to?
Oh, confound it all, Stella. For all we know, we might be making thundering fools of ourselves over Millie Moffat. Palmer's been as shrewd as a fox all along. He's actually embezzled £3,800, pinned it on me, and made it stick so hard that even my own wife thinks I'm a crook. Can you see him leaving himself wide open over a little chippy like Millie Moffat?
All I know is what I saw of her not half an hour ago. She's your best chance, Jeff. I know she is.
All right. Who's going to ask Marcia and her uncle to see Millie Moffat in our presence? And... Why, of course. Palmer must be there, too.
Palmer? Why him?
Because Palmer won't be able to deny he's been seeing my wife, not in front of her. Don't you see? He'll have to admit it. It'll put him fairly and squarely on the spot. By jingo, yes. Right there in front of both Marcia and Millie. Can we manage it?
I can. They probably wouldn't listen to you.
When will you get in touch with Marcia?
I'll ring her tonight and make her see me. Oh, darling, I must rush. I'm still Benny Puller's minion with a living to earn. So keep your fingers crossed and I'll ring you tonight, after I've talked to Marcia. Oh, if only this comes off.
All right, Millie. We can park here for a quarter of an hour. Now, what were you screaming about in Carruthers?
I suddenly realized what a silly, senseless fool I've been, Harry Palmer.
Someone should have told you long ago, Millie.
Don't worry. Someone has now. You've only been using me up, Harry Palmer. That's all you've been doing.
Well, I admit you've come in quite handy from time to time. What's new? What have you suddenly realized that you didn't know before?
You've always told me you wanted Jeff Pilgrim out of the way just so you could get on in the firm.
That's perfectly true.
But you had me believing it was so that you could get married to me.
I told you the other night that I'd changed my mind. Not just about marrying you, but marrying anyone. I don't want to get married yet, Millie. Can't you get that into your head?
You're a barefaced liar. And I should have known all along.
If all you want to do is call me names, I can think of a couple myself.
Before it's too late, tell me the truth. Tell me truly, Harry. Why are you putting Jeff Pilgrim in jail?
Oh, not again.
Is it so that his wife will divorce him? So that you can marry her and get the whole firm of Bendigos to yourself one day? Is that why you're doing it?
What if I am?
And all the time, 2 years and more, you were making love to me with this in the back of your head.
Love's like chess, Millie, my kind of love. You plan your moves well in advance.
I won't let you do it.
Let's see you stop me. Oh, really, this is old stuff. We've been over it and over it and over it again. I haven't treated you badly. I haven't broken any engagements. You've known for a long time that I occasionally see Marcia Pilgrim. Why the sudden frenzy?
Because all the time I thought you were only being you. I thought you'd play square with me.
Play square. Do I have to sit here and listen to this gabble in perpetuity?
Harry, you can't leave me to marry Marcia Pilgrim.
Marcia Pilgrim isn't available yet.
But she will be. If you don't stop seeing her, I'm going straight to Mr. Bendigo, and I don't care if they give me 20 years.
Are you threatening me again?
This time I mean it. Because I know, at last, what you're up to. I know you forged Benny Puller's letter, and that's enough. I'll tell them, Harry, if it's the last thing I do.
When?
Tonight, unless you do as I say. Tonight.
If you open your mouth about what we've done, you'll be finished for life. Nobody'd have you then.
I don't care what happens to me. I'll tell them tonight unless you... Unless you...
Unless I... What?
Unless you announce our engagement. Unless you do that, I'll...
You want me to announce my engagement to you?
Yes.
Do you want to ruin everything I've worked for, lied for, cheated for, made myself a criminal for? Me? Announce my engagement to you? A tuppenny, halfpenny little chippy without a brain in your head?
Harry.
You're cheap, Millie. People like you grow old, too.
Stop it, Harry. Stop it!
You actually want me to marry you? I wouldn't marry you, Millie. You chill me.
Oh.
I don't like the way you do your hair, or the way you wear your clothes, or the way you trip along and you walk.
Stop it. You said you loved
me. Or the perfume you use, or the bits of junk you pin on yourself. Yes, or the way you hold your finger out when you're drinking tea. Marry you. So help me.
No, I can't stand it.
Before I'd marry you, Millie Moffat, I'd go to prison myself. Now, do you understand? You came in handy. Nothing more, nothing less. Go and get yourself someone else to marry. Timmy, the office boy.
Let me get out of here. Let me get out.
Come back here, you little fool. You'll be run over.
I don't care. Let me go.
Millie, look out. Millie!
important as you said on the phone, Stella. You'd better come in. I'm the only one home.
It's more important than that. Thanks.
Lead the way to the drawing room. First on your right.
Huh?
I suppose you want to talk about Jeff, as usual?
Indirectly, yes. Mind if I smoke?
Go ahead.
Thanks. Oh, Marcia, I'm not going into a long speech about Jeff not being an embezzler and all the rest of it, because you must be certain that he is already.
I am, perfectly. And so is Uncle Tressida and everyone else.
I know. Everyone but me. But if by doing just one little thing you could give Jeff a chance to clear himself, would you do it?
Do what little thing?
Tell me, would you or wouldn't you?
Well, of course I would, but he can't possibly clear himself. Now, Stella, let's not beat our heads against the wall.
You will do what I ask?
If it makes sense.
This makes sense, all right. I want you to get Harry Palmer and your uncle here, with Jeff and me. If you don't like us in your house, we can all meet someone else. Because I think Millie Moffat has something to tell us when we're all together.
Did you say Millie Moffat?
Yes. Millie knows what's at the bottom of this business, and I think she'll tell us.
Millie Moffat?
Well, you know her, the little switchboard girl.
You haven't seen the evening papers, have you?
No. Why? What have the papers to do with...
See for yourself. Millie Moffat was run over in the park this afternoon. She won't be able to tell us anything, because she's dead.
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. Palmer couldn't conceivably have been so lucky for Millie to be killed in an accident just like this. But maybe it wasn't an accident. If Millie was with Palmer when it happened... Oh, but what does it matter? With Millie dead, how am I going to clear Jeff Pilgrim?
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.